Attention Generation Z. Remember, life is short, so make every second count by scrolling endlessly on your phone. Because you know what you can't do when you're 6 feet under? Swipe or double tap. Or laugh at that meme for the 100th time. So don't waste your precious minutes doing silly things like talking to humans or experiencing life. Keep scrolling, because when you're gone, your screen time is too.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
Welcome back. It's
Monday. Good morning, America.
Good morning, America.
Good morning, America.
Good morning, America.
Happy Veterans Day!
Veterans Day is about every service and every branch.
Thank you for your service.
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 Especially all of our veterans. Thank you.
Thank you for all that you've done.
We salute you.
Enjoy your day.
You earned it.
It's showtime.
Absolutely. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, it's very, very simple. You just enable the skill. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can even find our podcast on Alexa. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. And then you can also search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. Pretty much everywhere you get your podcasts, you can search it. Now, the podcast is a repack of the live show that we do Monday through Friday from 8 to 11-ish. So we take all the segments and interviews and things, and we repack that into a full-length and anatomically correct podcast. And you can find it wherever you get your podcast. It usually drops around noon or so. But if you want to listen to the live show, you'll listen on Radio 434 or all the other places that we mentioned. Plus, you can also watch the show segments and share on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. All right. Coming up on today's program, it's the Monday edition. We have Ula and David joining us from Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra. They've got some great upcoming shows, including a beautiful, beautiful Christmas performance. And it also involves some audience participation, too. Plus, they've got a youth symphony orchestra concert that's coming up this weekend. So we'll tell you all about the shows. We'll tell you all about Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra and how you can become involved. What else? Well, of course, you know, we've got your five random facts and your stupid criminals in the news, plus the good news. We'll share that. There's a new trend. Parents visiting their kids at college to party with them. The Wall Street Journal did a big story on this new trend. More and more parents are visiting their kids at school to party. So I guess the question is 50 the new 20? A lot of parents are acting like it. So we'll talk about that. Dad's doing jello shots. Come on. So we'll talk about that, plus our top list today. Top things nobody wants to hear at a college party. Okay. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust?
CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Hey, ladies, want to relive those college years? Or maybe you didn't get them at all? No worries. Our new app, Retread, will set you up at a party school. Let's just use Arizona State as an example. We'll shoot a student ID photo with more filters than Michigan tap water. You'll skip classes, drink shots, and hook up with hot guys so dumb they don't even know you're more than two times their age. Yeah. Plus, you'll get a new name for your new personality. So what are you waiting for, Linda? I mean, Bentley. Get the Retread app now and start living your best college life.
The Mike Show. Well, so there's this this new trend, I guess. Let's call it a trend. The Wall Street Journal did a big story on it. How you visit your kid at college to party with them. Their headline is in the Wall Street Journal. It's 10 a.m. and dad's doing Jello shots. Must be parents' weekend. Touring the campus and meeting professors is still a thing that the schools offer. But apparently more and more parents are following that stuff up with keg stands. They talked to a 53-year-old mom from Kansas with multiple kids who said she's done 9 parents' weekends at 3 schools, playing lots of beer pong and flip cup, and once held a girl's hair back while she puked. She claims her kids are cool with it and seem to enjoy partying with her. Here, let's emphasize with sound.
You idiot!
Yeah, pretty much. So anyway, she said that they like seeing that side of her because it's, quote, a different aspect of the parental relationship. I mean, I don't know. Maybe, who knows? But anyway, her 22-year-old daughter agreed. She said it's fun hanging out with her mom and dad as adults because she gets to see them, not just as parents. The director of sororities and fraternities at the University of Arizona confirmed it's a major trend now. He said he's seen parents do beer bongs and dance on tables. He said they sometimes act crazier than the kids, but the school's philosophy is we try not to parent the parents. Who am I to remind you to be on your best behavior? Well, with that, that brings us to our top list. The new trend at universities across the country, students bringing their parents to parties. So you can add mom's here to today's list. It's our top list today. Top things nobody wants to hear at a college party. All right? Are we ready? All right, here we go. Number one. Top things nobody wants to hear at a college party. The keg's empty. Everyone okay with Diet Pepsi?
Hello!
Oh, wait. Sorry. The wrong one. Top things nobody wants to hear at a college party. The campus Republicans are here, and they brought tiki torches. Top things nobody wants to hear at a college party. Who's ready for some ukulele? It's our top list today. Top things nobody wants to hear at a college party. I call this drink the Cosby. Let's make the pledges do something sexual. Top things nobody wants to hear at a college party. Good news, we kidnapped our rival's mascot. The bad news, it's a tiger, and it escaped. Top things nobody wants to hear at a college party. You idiots, I said draw a penis on his face, not a face on his penis. What? it's the Mike Show. Let's skip that one. No, we're going to skip that one too. All right, coming up. What's that? Oh, I missed one? All right, wait a minute. Can I get a... Oh, that dude. Can I get a pronunciation? Pronounce. Yeah, there we go.
Matt Gaetz.
Okay. All right, I'll do that one. And our bonus top list. Top things nobody wants to hear at a college party. Hi, I'm...
Matt Gaetz.
There we go. The Mike Show. Coming up, what do we have? We have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Today is Veterans Day. Unfortunately, the closest some Americans will get to honoring the military today is by visiting Colonel Sanders. A new Star Wars trilogy is in the works. This one will be called People with Goofy Names and Ill-Defined Mystical Powers. Leonardo DiCaprio turns 50 today. An important age for Leo. Now he's twice as old as the girlfriend he's about to dump. The heir to Levi's jeans won the San Francisco mayor's race, which is appropriate since the city could use a good acid washing. And 43 monkeys escaped a research facility in South Carolina. I hope they know how to take care of themselves, because it's hard out there for a chimp. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It is the Mike Show. Hi, everybody. How's it going? All right. So, did you know there's a right way to fall? According to the CDC, we got to emphasize this with sound. There's a right way to fall.
No!
Yep. According to the CDC, more than one in four seniors fall each year, and it leads to over a million hospital visits. So you might as well be prepared if you're falling. Here's how to do it. Try to land on something soft. If you're outside, aim for things like grass or mulch. If you're inside, try to fall towards the couch or the carpet. Make your butt absorb most of the impact. Try and twist your body so you land on your backside. Just avoid your tailbone and don't land on your hip. Relax your body and roll. Tensing up leads to worse injuries. Think about bending your knees and melting into the ground. And then tuck your chin. It can prevent head and neck injuries like concussions or whiplash. Good Lord. If you want to lower your risk of falling, here are two ways to do it. Stay in shape by working out more. And go get your eyes checked. You're less likely to fall if you can see what's in front of you. Let's see. We did that one. How about this one? Oh, yeah. We kind of opened the show with this life tip. A new poll found the average American now spends 6 hours a day consuming content. That includes time spent on everything from streaming. Using the TikTok to reading books and listening to the radio. 6 hours means a quarter of your life is now spent watching and consuming content. Or if you don't count the hours you're asleep, then more than a third of your waking hours. Here are a few more statistics. Let's do it from the bottom up. Rewatching old stuff is almost as popular as new stuff now. Even among young people, 50% of Gen Zers said they prefer watching something new. 37% prefer watching stuff they've already seen. 13% don't care. 3 times a month, that's how often the average American feels guilty for wasting too much of their life consuming content. When I'm using the restroom,
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
I don't know. When I'm using the restroom in the morning, taking my daily constitutional, that's when I'll scroll through. I usually go through my calendar though and update things that I need to do. I try and put that time to good use, but every once in a while, I find this time suck of being on social media, and then I'll look at the time and I'll go, how in the heck did that, how did that take that long? Well, it's because I'm scrolling, so I'm trying not to do that. It doesn't stop when we're in bed, by the way. I said it doesn't stop when we're...
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Yeah, I wish. 79% of young people often or always scroll through their phone and consume content in bed. Only 2% of Gen Zers said they never do. That's compared to 5% of millennials and 8% of Gen Xers. The average person spends $67 a month on content services.
You idiot!
Yeah, I'm way higher than that. The top ones we've paid for in the past year are Netflix, Prime, and Hulu. Cable is now fourth. I have Netflix. I have Netflix, Prime, I have Hulu. I have the this and then that one and then this. And age matters, by the way, in this consumption. Gen Z consumes the most content per day, 6 hours and 36 minutes. Even for people in their 80s, it's 4 hours and 48 minutes. Yikes. All right, coming up, we're going to get really, really smart with your 5 random facts. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community. Three Roads Brewery.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford.
Stoneheart, online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for
Random facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. The U.S. ranks second on a list of richest countries in terms of natural resources. America has an estimated $45 trillion in natural resources, primarily in coal, timber, natural gas, gold, and copper. Russia is number one. Number one in resources like that, with $75 trillion, and Saudi Arabia is third with $45 trillion, just slightly under. Both of them get a big boost from their oil. Number two, if the sun exploded, it would take 8 minutes and 20 seconds for all the energy to hit us. Well, and kill us all. I mean, it's... number three, Indiana has 10 of the 12 largest high school basketball gyms in the country. The ones that aren't in Indiana are in Texas and Illinois. How do you pronounce that? It's another thing in Russia. Here, let me get a pronunciation key on this. My apologies. Pronounce. All right. So how? Oh man, we don't have the Pronounceify lady. I really like her. But how do you pronounce this?
Oymyakon.
Oymyakon. All right. That's fine. That's. We'll just go with that. Oymyakon.
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 Yeah. Okay. The coldest inhabited place on Earth is a village called Oymyakon in Siberia, Russia. If you go outside naked on an average day, you'll freeze to death in 1 minute. Its record low temperature is negative 96 degrees Fahrenheit. Wow. Why in the heck would anyone want to live there? Why? I don't think they'd want to live there. It is Russia, after all. And not Steven, but John Tyler. No, not the brother of the Aerosmith guy. John Tyler was the 10th president of the U.S. Well, he might be related. 10th president of the United States from 1841 to 1845. He died in 1862, and believe it or not, he still has a living grandson. Huh. His name is Harrison Ruffin Tyler, who just turned 96 on Saturday. And the 10th president has a grandson who's still alive. Just turned 96 on Saturday. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random. Yep. The Mike Show. Coming up, we have sounds we're going to lovingly place in your ear holes. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia.
They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't free clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition of the show. And Ula, what did we come up with for this Monday segment? Mike's Musical Monday, or something like that. It's it's a work in progress. Well, anyway, we have Ula joining us and David from LSO. Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for having us.
I'm delighted. Now, you guys have just a ton of shows coming up.
Yes.
And one that's actually coming up this weekend.
Yes, I'm very excited to let everybody know that the Lynchburg Symphony Youth Orchestra is having their fall concert this Saturday at 4 o'clock. It's this Saturday, November 16th. Is that right? Yes, November 6th. No, that's right. It's right.
Trust but verify.
It's November 16th, this Saturday at 4 o'clock.
You're correct.
Thank you. Thank you. At Heritage High School.
Okay.
And I have had the pleasure of attending some of their rehearsals, and they are sounding amazing.
That's fantastic.
They have some classical pieces, but they also have a movie piece from a Studio Ghibli movie called Howl's Moving Castle.
Okay.
They also have a piece, I think they're playing the main theme, but from a TV show, Queen's Gambit.
Nice.
So it's going to be really fun and interesting. And this is a program of the LSO where we extend and complement the music education that's provided in private schools, public schools, and homeschools. And we draw kids from all over our region. So.
About how many students participate?
We have close to 75 musicians right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
tremendous. Yeah.
That's
wonderful. Our enrollment really went up this fall, so we're really excited.
Well, tremendous. And that show, again, is this Saturday. Tickets are available?
Yes, they're on our website. I think I gave you the link.
Yep.
So they're on our website, but you just go to LynchburgSymphony.org and look up at the top bar. There's an LSYO section, and the tickets are available there. You can be purchased online, or you can purchase them at the door as well.
Okay. And where's the concert being held again?
Heritage High School in the auditorium.
All right. And showtime is?
4 o'clock.
All right. all the information, again, if you go to LynchburgSymphony.org, you'll find it. Go to Lynchburg Symphony Youth Orchestra, the tab, and we'll link that up on our Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. All right.
Thank you.
Other upcoming shows, and you've got a big one. Coming up for the holidays. David, tell us about that.
Yeah, we sure do. We do a lot of amazing shows at the Lynchburg Symphony, but I think this is the most fun, the most joyous one that we do all year, ringing in the holiday season. It's Happy Holidays with the LSO. It's on December 7th at the Academy at 7:30. And we always want to bring in some surprises, do something new along with the old favorites. So this year we have an incredible singer from Atlanta named Yolanda Rayburn. She does a little bit of jazz, a little bit of soul. So she's going to have some new twists on some old favorites, including her own original arrangement of Silent Night. And then we have local choir. Also coming, the Sanctuary Choir of Ramp Church International, who's going to be bringing a few gospel tunes as well. So we've got that mixed all in with our usual favorites. We've started some traditions over the years at the holiday concert, and one of them is to do the 12 Days of Christmas with having the Five Golden Rings part sung by a different person in the audience each time. And that's just like, it's so much fun, and the audience is cheering, you know, kids do it, and adults do it.
Nice.
And, you know,
that is so cool.
So we just have a lot of fun, and yeah, it's going to be a great time.
All right. We have talked about this time and time again about the symphony. It is not stuffy. as you can hear from David, who wouldn't want the opportunity to sing that part of that song? And music touches everyone. And it is such an incredible joy for us to have such talent in this community.
It sure is, and we just feel so honored that we're able to bring that joy of music to so many people. And this concert is—it's already selling really, really well. So if you want your tickets, come get them soon.
Yes, soon, please.
And definitely, this is something for the entire family.
Right? Yeah, and this is
bring your kids.
This is the one. If you only go to one, although we really want you to go to all of them.
Yes.
But if you only go to one, this one is so special. So get out and check out Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra. You can get your tickets. They're available at academycenter.org. You can also go to the LSO website as well, which is lynchburgsymphony.org. And there's a link to buy tickets to all of the shows that are upcoming. Tell us about the rest of your season.
Sure. Well, another great opportunity if you're new to the symphony or you want to take somebody new or for families is Cirque de la Symphonie. That's coming up in March.
Nice. Because, I can't wait. That's going to be so cool.
We're going to have some favorite tunes from the classical world and the movie world. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a little Harry Potter, a little Carmen, some Tchaikovsky. And then in front of the orchestra playing those favorite tunes, we're going to have a Cirque act that's going to be doing aerials and all sorts of incredible acrobatic feats timed to the music.
And again, this is if anyone ever thought that this was stuffy, come on. This is such a performance, and who doesn't want to see this? This is incredible. And what is the date on that again?
That's going to be on March 1st, 2025.
Mm-hmm. All right. And again, folks can learn more by visiting your website, and tickets are available for this one as well. And I would imagine that this is selling, as well as your Christmas one, is selling really, really well.
Yes. Well, there's still plenty of good seats available for Cirque, and so because it's still a few months out, so now's the time to get in there and get your good seats so that you can see everything.
Absolutely. Now, rounding out the season, what are your other performances?
Sure. In May, we are having a concert that features our string section, which the music is just going to be so beautiful and soulful. And we have a returning guest artist, Virgil Moore, who grew up here and was part of the city school string program.
Yeah.
And he played in our orchestra and the LSO even in high school because he was so talented.
Tremendous.
And now he's off at Juilliard doing his master's degree. And he's going to come back and play a violin solo that's based
wonderful.
On tunes of Bernstein's West Side Story.
So very,
again,
very
it's
nice.
It's going to be really exciting and such a great way to a homecoming to welcome him back to the orchestra and the community. And it'll be a wonderful celebration.
Nice. And that is May 17th. Mm-hmm. And that's also at the Academy Center of the Arts.
Yes.
That's tremendous. This is wonderful. I love it when you guys come in and tell us about all the things that you have coming up. Get your tickets. Visit Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra's website at lynchburgsymphony.org. And then you need support. People need to support the arts within our community. And there are many, many ways to do it. And Ula, tell us how they can find the links and stuff.
Yep. So we have a page on our website called Support Us. And the reason we need your support is many people don't realize that for symphony orchestras across the gamut, the ticket sales only provide about 30% of your annual operating costs. So obviously we do have to seek support because we want to keep our ticket prices accessible as well so that the most people in our community can enjoy them. And so in order to support the symphony and allow us to continue to do these high quality professional productions, but also outreach in the community, we go to First Fridays, we go to the public library, we go out into the schools, all those programs, in order to help us keep doing that, we would love your support at this end of the year as you're planning your end of the year giving. There's a lot of different ways to support. My favorite right now is Friends of the LSO, which is our monthly giving program. And there is a link to it there on our support page. And just for $15 a month, you can make a huge impact. So we definitely need our community to get behind the symphony. It is your symphony. So we want you to be part of it and to support us.
And if you have a business, if you own or manage a business and you would like to become a sponsor of Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra, you can do that as well. And there's a place where...
Call me.
Yeah. There's a place you can learn more, and you can also reach out to Ula.
Yes.
And she'll be more than happy to talk to you about sponsorship opportunities. Do you need any volunteers?
So we do use volunteer ushers, and that is actually done through the Academy. We have a wonderful partnership with the Academy as a resident company. So we are not part of the Academy. We're a separate organization. We have to come up with all our own funding, but the Academy does give us a discount on our use of their site, and they also provide volunteers. They provide ticketing support, so it's just wonderful. So if you want to volunteer to usher at a Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra show, and I believe that gets you in to see it for free too. The Academy, they usually kind of stand in the wings, but they get to see the show as well. So you could do that by calling the Academy Center of the Arts.
Absolutely. Well, and we'll link everything up on our Facebook at The Mike Show VA. Successful Music Monday.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much. And in your new digs.
This is the first time that you've seen the new studio.
This is my first time.
I'm not gonna pan the camera over there. but that kind of became our catch-all equipment storage. We'll make it pretty full at some point. I don't know. Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra, everybody, if you go to lynchburgsymphony.org, you can find out everything that's going on, purchase tickets to all their upcoming events. Saturday, December 7th, 7:30, it's the holiday performance. You don't want to miss that. It is The Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we have more sounds. We have something called Audio Vault. Stay tuned.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips, viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right. The folks at Mattel are having a rough Monday. The toy makers didn't proof their toy boxes that with characters from the upcoming movie Wicked. On the back, they list the website for Wicked.com. By the way, it's a porn site. It should read WickedMovie.com, although I believe Wicked.com also has a variation of The Wizard of Oz. All right, let's listen.
Streaming now on Wicked.com. Once upon a time, there was a good witch. And then there was me, a bad witch. I've been really, really bad. And now I'm going through the woods, all alone, looking for the Wizard of Oz. Oz. Oh. Download the new movie, The Bad, Bad Witch, on Wicked.com.
Yeah, The Wizard of Oz. All right, let's see. Some videos from Halloween are still popping up. Here is a doorbell cam audio of a boy trick-or-treating. When he finds that a neighbor's bowl has been completely emptied, he dumps all of his candy into the bowl. Listen.
You got a full bowl. Don't worry.
Mom, they didn't have candy, so I'll put candy in it.
Oh, man. That's awesome. All right. Let's see. Happy National Metal Day. It's celebrated on 11/11 in honor of This Is Spinal Tap, you know, because they turned theirs up to 11. Here's the famous scene with Nigel Tufnel, Christopher Guest, and Marty D. Berge, Rob Reiner, looking at the volume knob on Nigel's amp.
If you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board.
Oh.
11, oh, 11,
and most of
11,
and then amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
All right. Let's see. A social media influencer known as Nicole Skirts had to go to the hospital for an allergic reaction after eating a ton of pickle products while attending the Picklesburg Festival in Pittsburgh. Here she is talking about all the pickle food that she ate.
I just picked up some pickle pizza.
That's good.
This is a cannoli made out of pickles.
I just got a pickled lemonade. Just bought a pickled egg roll.
That's good.
Of course, I had to grab a giant dill pickle.
Wow, my pickle's good.
We got a bunch of pickle-themed souvenirs. We got this candy. It is Gumper's Gummy Liquid-Filled Poppers. Pickle-themed, obviously, because we're big pickle people.
Pickle people in the hospital. All right, let's see. All right, let's skip that, skip that. Are we going to a comedian? Yeah, let's skip that, too. Yeah, let's go to a comedian. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Since today is National Metal Day, here's comedian Jim Brewer, a true fan of hard rock and heavy metal.
Hard rock and metal is going to be oldies. When that's an oldies station. I want to be that old man. My kids are taking me with the grandkids, and I'm stuck in a back seat just for a drive for the day. I'm like,
going for a ride, Grandpa.
Well, can you please turn on my music today? How cool will that be to hear one day? It's just an old man. You're like, hey, you're listening to the oldies goldies station. Hard rock and heavy metal 24 hours a day. You want Pantera, Megadeth, Slayer? Guess what? Slayer. Oh, that's scary, man. I saw a Slayer concert. That's the first time I feared my own race. You know, I was just sitting in the back seat like, hey, if you grew up in the 80s and you turning 80 this year, God bless you. Here's something to keep you alive one more day. This is Metallica's Creep of Death.
All right, so that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly. Give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we have, we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news. Then we've got a good news story for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It's so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. Oh, hi there. Time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. All right. Let's see. Here we go. A man has been arrested in New York for intentionally crashing into a woman as part of an insurance scam. The woman was driving on the highway when a gray car cut in front of her and slammed on the brakes. The woman was able to brake and avoid the crash, but then the gray car reversed into her and pulled forward again. The inhabitants of the gray car got out, acted like they had been banged up, and took footage of the damage on their phones. It's apparently part of a scheme. It's been happening more frequently. It's called swoop and squat. And the general idea is that people stage crashes like this. They get insurance to pay out, or they threaten lawsuits, and then they split the proceeds. But in this case, the victim had a dash cam on her car, and it showed the whole thing. The car cutting in front of her, backing into her, and then the theatrics after the people inside got out. Here, what is this? Here is Ashpia Natasha getting into the crash, and then her updating everyone on the police investigation. We have sound.
Oh my God!
What happened, babe?
Oh my God! What is he, babe?
Babe, what happened?
I got into an accident. Oh my God! This guy just reversed into me. What the hell is going on?
Reversed into you?
Yeah.
I just got off the phone with the police and they let me know that they made one arrest, which is amazing progress. And honestly, it's all thanks to you guys. Thank you so much for your support. And the NYPD is working really hard on this investigation.
So the man that was arrested has been charged with staging a motor vehicle accident, criminal mischief, reckless endangerment, conspiracy, and insurance fraud. He's looking at up to 7 years in prison. In the dash cam footage, a woman was driving the scammer's gray car with a man in the passenger seat. It's unclear if there are more arrests coming or if the man was deemed to have been the instigator. But in any event, it sounds like more people believe they may have been victims of scams like these. And then there's this. 20 massage therapists in Florida.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Yeah, are being accused of offering sex acts to undercover detectives. It was during a sting operation called Operation Skin So Soft. Here's Sheriff Grady Judd. I love this guy. Talking about the sting operation in his typical no-nonsense way.
The undercover would say, no, 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 just a massage. So on three different occasions, she continued to try to come back and upcharge him to engage in sex. She stood in front of the door so he couldn't leave. And then she tried to hold him down. This is a big undercover detective, and she might have been 5 foot tall. She wasn't as big as a popcorn fart, and she was trying to hold this man down. A word to the wise. If you don't want to get arrested and have your picture up here on a skin so soft bulletin board, don't do it. Next time, it can be the customers.
All right, there's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A couple in Utah named Jenna and Mitchell Brotherson are in the news after telling the story about how they got together. Jenna actually broke up with him, but then Mitchell suffered a serious concussion while out skiing and didn't remember the breakup. One thing led to another, and she decided, well, maybe dumping him was the wrong call. Here she is, telling their story.
This poor guy goes skiing, which he loves, and he hit his head, got a really bad concussion, and he didn't remember that I broke up with him. And I, like, chat with him. I am so sorry I broke up with you. I've had time thinking about it, and you've just been so awesome. Like, I want to get back together. And come to find out, concussion was really bad. He didn't remember us breaking up. So he just thought that we were still dating and that I just was not messaging him that often or something. We got back together. And then 7 months after that, we got married. And we've been married for 4 years since then. And it's been so much fun.
Okay. And that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?